I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I'd been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Friday. We work all week long for this one special day.
It's Friday.
Here we go.
Friday.
It's time to celebrate.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
All across America, in Kansas City, in Greeley, Colorado, Miami, Florida, it's celebration time.
Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, come on. You know better. It is Friday. It's the weekend. Man, I'm so excited. Got a big weekend planned. Big weekend planned. I absolutely love it. The weather has been okay here in Southern Nevada. And I think a lot of folks are, you know what I think a lot of folks are doing? They're going to get an early start on Labor Day. Yeah, Labor Day is just around the corner. Unbelievable. Coming up in this hour, I know I had said we were going to wait till next week, but I can't wait. I can't wait. We're going to give away a pair of tickets later in this hour to the Basque Fry at the Corley Ranch in Gardnerville. Regardless of where you live around the state, if you can make it to Northern Nevada, to Gardnerville, on Saturday, August 25th, I got a pair of tickets I'm going to lay on you a little bit later on in this hour to see Kellyanne Conway and Devin Nunes. He's the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. You're going to see area politicians from all over the place. All over the place. And it's going to be phenomenal. I want to make sure that you're in the house, so to speak, and I want to see you at the Corley Ranch. So we'll be giving away a pair of tickets a little bit later on in the hour, okay? Be listening. I'll tell you how you can win in just a bit. I want to get to the news of the day, and the news of the day, again, surrounds Omarosa. There's a new tape that's out. It's nothing earth-shattering. It's nothing. There's no smoking gun of any kind. Let's go to cut one real quick. And this is Omarosa, along with Harvey Levin from TMZ. And they were doing kind of a Skype interview that was abruptly ended. The handler came in and said, "Thank you." And I guess that was all of the. It started to get a little dicey for Omarosa, so the handlers stepped in. But I want you to hear this. This is Omarosa with Harvey Levin from TMZ.
When she said, she asked Donald Trump, "Did you ever use the N-word?" And he said, "No." You said on this tape, "That's not true."
Yeah. The moment that she said no. And then he said, "But put it to bed." It was the moment she said, he said, "Put it to bed."
No, it was before. You said before they said put it to bed, she said, "He told me that he never used the N-word." You said, you jumped in and said, "That's not true."
That's not true. I think that when Lynn was talking, because Lynn is so close to this family, the fact that she had to confront him, the fact that she had to talk to him about it. If you know somebody so long as she did, and it's, your battery, 20%. we're on borrowed time. The fact that she said that she had to talk to him, that she had to ask him, it made me feel like she knew more than they were letting on, or maybe this was something that might have been discussed before, but the way that she communicated in there, that made me feel like...
When you said, "That's not true," suggesting very clearly that you believed that Donald Trump had used the N-word, that was at a time you were his fiercest supporter.
Yeah.
With the knowledge that you believed, based on the tape that you recorded, mm-hmm. that you believed that Donald Trump used the N-word. That's stunning.
Yeah, because that was following the Access Hollywood tape, which, Harvey, if you had told me Donald Trump said that he could grab women by the genitals and get away with it, I wouldn't have believed you then. And so the very core of my trust in him was shattered. And one of the things that Katrina and Lynn both agreed on is that after I had that conversation with them, I was on a mission to find out if, in fact, that were true. I needed to know for myself if, in fact, he said that, because that would be just completely shatter who I thought he was. And one of the things I talk about in Unhinged is taking a turn on some of the more racial things that he said. And so this was all a part of that journey. And I think it's important that people hear from the beginning, from 2003, all the way until the moment General Kelly locked me in the Situation Room and told me things could get ugly for me. They need to see what that journey was like with Donald Trump.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the way the interview abruptly ended, with a handler saying, "Thank you." Now, here's what has happened since that interview with Harvey Levin. And by the way, why is it that we have Harvey Levin asking tough questions, but I can't get Jake Tapper or any of the MSNBC anchors? I can't get them to ask any of these tough questions. There's something a little wrong there. Here is what has happened since then. The 2020 Trump reelect has sent a letter to Simon & Schuster, kind of a cease and desist kind of letter. And apparently Simon & Schuster, the publisher, has now responded back. Caitlin Collins, one of the White House correspondents for CNN, broke this story late yesterday that apparently Simon & Schuster has responded to the reelect campaign.
They are writing a letter back to him saying that they cannot be intimidated and they are going to proceed with this book being published as they had planned all along, and that they will not be silenced by a letter from his attorney. There are several key lines in this letter, first obtained by CNN. I'm going to read some of them to you now, saying that their client will not be intimidated by what they say are hollow legal threats, and that they have proceeded with publication of the book as scheduled here, Jim. They said that the letter sent from Charles Harder, the attorney for President Trump's reelection campaign, generally claims that excerpts from the book contain disparaging statements, but they know it is quite telling that at no point do you claim that any specific statement in the book is false. Lastly, they said, your letter is nothing more than an obvious attempt to silence legitimate criticism of the president. Now, Jim, this letter comes from their publisher, their outside counsel, in response to President Trump's attorney for his reelection campaign. This is not from Omarosa herself, but from her publisher, saying that they are going to move forward with this book. Of course, this comes after the president's reelection campaign filed an arbitration action against Omarosa after she published this book, saying that she violated a campaign NDA from 2016 that she signed. But they're saying they're going to keep publishing this book, and they maintain that the claims that she makes in this book are true.
Okay, so that's kind of where we are. There is a new tape, and it involves somebody we were talking about the other day with Eric Trump, his wife, Lara, who's just, I mean, an absolutely delightful woman. She's been here in studio, and we got along famously. But she, apparently, after Omarosa had been fired, communicated with Omarosa with a job offer from the campaign, the 2020 reelect. We'll let you hear a portion of that new secret tape. Maybe there will be a new tape every day. I don't know. I don't know what her intentions are. I think eventually the story is just going to go away. Michael Avenatti, I think, does a much better job for Stormy Daniels of keeping her in the news than does Omarosa. Omarosa hasn't figured that out yet. She will, maybe. I don't know. I'm also going to tell you about an amazing experience I had last night. And it wasn't down on the Strip. It was with the Sun City Conservative Club up in Sun City. And I must tell you, I'm always so thrilled when I get a chance to speak before the Sun City Conservative Club. Jay and everybody, their entire group, they are so thirsty for information, for new ideas. And we talked about a couple of different things last night. I'll get into it. Jim Marchant was there. That is his district. I believe that is in District 37. And Jim Marchant was there, Richard MacArthur, other luminaries. And it was so much fun. And the only bad thing is they essentially say, hey, we're going to be out of here by 7:30. Yeah, and they usually are. Anyway, take a quick break. I'll let you hear this new tape from Omarosa. It's a secret tape unveiled, and it's a conversation with Lara Trump as she offers her a gig. I wish Lara would call me. I would do Omarosa's job for a hell of a lot less. I'll just put it that way. We'll see what you think coming up as well. You want to join me, you can. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. And don't forget, I've got tickets to the Basque Fry to give away before the end of this hour, okay? Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
The largest conservative grassroots gathering in the American West is fast approaching. The 4th Annual Basque Fry, featuring Attorney General Adam Laxalt, takes place on Saturday, August 25th in Gardnerville. Affordable and fun for the entire family. Come meet our special guests, President Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, along with Congressman Devin Nunes and Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. Get your tickets today at morningofnevadapac.org. Paid for by the Morning in Nevada PAC.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give him a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check him out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. More news being made by Omarosa. Another so-called secret tape unveiled. This a conversation with Lara Trump. Lara Trump is the wife of Eric. Eric was on the show the other day with us, and her name came up in the conversation a couple of times. She has been intimately involved in the campaign, and My guess is that she probably has had some dealings with the Trump administration. But I want you to listen. This was with Craig Melvin on MSNBC, the network of choice of Omarosa. She doesn't get a lot of tough questions there. But here's Omarosa, the secret tape unveiled, the conversation with Lara Trump.
But listen, obviously with like the New York Times article and stuff, you know, it's
what's the New York Times like, article?
The one that it was in the New York Times today, I guess you did with Maggie Haberman, or they wrote about you. It sounds a little like obviously that there's something you got in the back pocket to pull out. Clearly if you come over as a campaign, like we can't have, we gotta everybody's positive, right? So the only thing that we have to consider when we're talking salary as far as the campaign is concerned is that, as you know, everything is public.
And all the money that we raise and that pays salaries is directly from donors, small dollar donors for the most part. So I know you were making $179 at the White House. And I think we could work something out where we keep you right along those lines. Specifically, let me see, I haven't even added up the numbers, but we were talking about like $15,000 a month. Let me see what that adds up to. 12. Yeah, so that's $180,000. Does that sound like a fair deal for you? In terms of your position specifically, I really feel like your position would require, you know, you to be able to be flexible in terms of where you are. Sometimes, you know, come to New York for occasional meetings, but I would love if you could, you know, occasionally go do speaking engagements and that sort of thing for us. I think you'd be awesome doing that. And so it doesn't really matter where you are. If you're comfortable staying in D.C., then, you know, we're more than happy to have you.
We should point out here, no response so far from Lara Trump or the Trump campaign. We have reached out for a comment. We'll talk about the content of the tape in just a moment. But first of all, why give us those four selected clips and not just play out the entire conversation for people who are watching or listening who might be thinking you're hiding something?
Well, I played the full entire conversation for your producers because that was important for them to verify. But I really wanted to undergird everything that's in this book. Everything you see in quotations can be verified, has been corroborated, and is documented. And these clips are specifically the outline of the scene that I have in Unhinged.
Can you characterize what was left out of the tape that we played versus the tape that our producer listened to?
You know, there was a lot of back and forth. I had a close relationship with this family. She reiterated that Donald Trump just loved me, this family loved me, that they wanted the best for me, they wanted me to come in. But she made it very clear that if I joined this campaign, that I would have to be quiet. I wouldn't be allowed to talk to reporters. I wouldn't be allowed to say anything against Donald Trump. She, as she stated from her in her own words, had to keep it positive. You can't be talking about those things. What is this thing you have in your back pocket? I saw this as an attempt to buy my silence, to censor me, and to pay me off $15,000 per month by the campaign.
Now, explain to me, and this came up in my conversation with the folks at the Sun City Conservative Club last night. We had so much fun. I was a guest speaker filling in for Crescent Hardy, who had to back out at the last minute. And I stepped up, and we had just an amazing time. And the question I asked them, any of you in your work career ever had a job where it was okay to badmouth the boss? Or where it was okay to say, you know, this restaurant that I work in, the food really sucks. You generally don't get an opportunity to do that. And to say, well, if you're going to come on the campaign, we'd like you to say positive things about the boss. Doesn't that make sense? We're paying the salary $15,000 a month. By the way, will somebody please come walk in the door and offer me $15,000 a month? I would take that in an instant. Yeah, that's $180,000 a year, roughly. Unbelievable. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local now. Don't forget, I've got tickets to give away to the Basque Fry, hosted by Attorney General Adam Laxalt. And Kellyanne Conway is going to be there. This is Saturday, August 25th, at the Corley Ranch in Gardnerville. If you can get to Gardnerville, if you live in northern Nevada,
If you live in Southern Nevada and you want to take a road trip with a great event, it's 10 till 2 on Saturday, August 25th. I'll be broadcasting live from there on many of these stations. On 1400 AM in Reno and Sparks in Carson City. On 1230 AM, KELY in Ely. In Battle Mountain on 98.5 FM. In Amargosa Valley, 101.1 FM. In Hawthorne at 98.7 FM. Yeah. And for all I know, Pahrump may be carrying us as well. I don't know that. Don't know that for sure. But suffice to say, we'll be broadcasting live from the event, and it's going to be so much fun. Last couple of years, we have had so much fun, beginning with all those presidential candidates. Remember that? Leading up to the 2016 election. And we had, Ted Cruz and, Ted Cruz, Scott Walker, John Bolton, I think, stopped by. It was one of those really fun events. And we just keep going back because we love it. Okay. Kaylee McEnany is a regular on this show. She's on about once every couple of weeks. Sometimes we free her up so she can do other media. Yesterday, for instance, she was in with Kennedy on Fox Business. And there's been a lot of talk just in the last couple of days after the president stripped John Brennan of his security clearance. And there was this hue and cry from the left that somehow the president had created an enemies list. And he was punishing these people. Kaylee McEnany, who always sees through all of this nonsense. She is borderline brilliant. She really is. But this was Kaylee McEnany yesterday on Fox Business with Kennedy.
The CIA has rules. It literally says in CIA rules that in order to maintain your security clearance, a former CIA director must act like a current CIA employee. Current CIA employees cannot go out on Twitter and talk about the president being relegated to the dustbin of history. That is not allowed. The president is enforcing CIA rules. And this whole collusion talk, I know there's collusion, which is what Brennan's saying.
Yeah, what is he saying by that? Because, Kaylee, I do think that's the most problematic thing. And I think Richard Burr brings up a good point. Either you had it at a critical time when you could have done something about it and warned appropriate people that there were bad actors trying to undermine the election, or you got it at a time when you shouldn't have gotten it and you certainly shouldn't be talking about it in the way you are. So what does your gut tell you? What do you think it is?
Well, my gut tells me this is a massive distraction effort. You are exactly right, Kennedy, what you pointed out at the top of the show. John Brennan is someone who is perfectly willing to share state secrets and to peddle false information like the dossier. He did that throughout the Obama administration. So if there was any evidence of collusion, I can guarantee you it would have been leaked to the press.
But, Mikhail,
why is he doing this? This is a distraction effort. It's to distract from the massive conspiracy that was going on at the top intel community, using the dossier to spy on the Trump campaign, to plant human sources in the Trump campaign. He's distracting from his misdeeds.
When Juan Williams can't even get a word in edgewise, you know that Kaylee McEnany is doing a great job. Nah, I love that. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You can even do it today. Check it out on your smartphone right now at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Now, one of the things we got into with the folks at the Sun City Conservative Club, and they were so nice, Jay and everybody there, just very accommodating, and they have a great setup, a great room at Sun City. Nah, it's really cool. No, I'm serious. You got to check it out. And they are some of the staunchest conservatives on the planet, living right there. And I just want to tell you, I was so impressed with them. But one of the things we talked about was the notion
that there's going to be a blue wave all across the state of Nevada. I don't believe that. I've talked to Michael McDonald. He doesn't believe it. Michael McDonald is a chair of the Nevada Republican Party. And I, honest to God, don't believe there is going to be a blue wave. In fact, I think there is a chance that Republicans may win a few seats. Not a lot. Not enough maybe to take over either house. But I don't think it's going to be a wipeout like a lot of folks are talking. Tom Steyer's throwing, what, $2 million into the state to get Jackie Rosen elected. I don't believe that for an instant. Jackie Rosen is a do-nothing backbencher member of the legislature of the legislative branch of government. And I don't think after a year and a half of a lackluster House career, she now wants to parlay that into a promotion. It's just ridiculous. And all because what? Harry Reid likes her? Is that the deal? She's the anointed one of Harry Reid? That's reason enough to turn her out. But the caveat I made to the Sun City Conservative Club last night was that unless we stand together, and some of us, yes, may have to hold our noses. And I know that's not comfortable for a lot of folks within the sound of my voice. But unless we do that, there will be a blue wave. If we have people that sit it out, or none of the above, or any of that nonsense, then there will be a blue wave. And that's why I'm going to spend the next 82 days. We figured out it was 82 days till Election Day. I even counted them. And unless we stand together, we are in a world of hurt. And that's why it's so very important that all of us stand in solidarity. And the folks at Suns, this is what's weird. These are people, many of them seniors, who are hungry for information, for a take, whatever you want to call it. But this group, and I didn't do any polling afterwards, but I think all of them agreed with me that it's going to take a Herculean effort to avoid a blue wave, and the only way to do that is to stand together. And you may have questions about Adam Laxalt. You may have questions about Dean Heller or Danny Tarkanian or Mark Amade or any of the Dennis Hoff in District 36. Ooh, he owns brothels. Morally, I can't vote for this guy. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see about that. By the way, Dennis Hoff's going to join us next Wednesday. I hope he's going to visit in studio. Don't know. He may be calling us. But I would love to have him in studio because he's just a fun guy. Fun guy. You know what it's time to do right now? Ooh, I'm so excited. I'm going to give away a pair of tickets to the Basque Fry. And here's how it will work. Caller number three will be our winner. Winners will receive an email with tickets. You'll have to print them up, bring them with you to the Corley Ranch on Saturday, August 25th. So here's the deal. Caller number three right now at 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Would you like to go to the Basque Fry at the Corley Ranch? It's just a beautiful, beautiful setting. It is absolutely gorgeous. Be caller number three right now, 844, the number two Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And again, you have to be able to get to the Corley Ranch, which is in Gardnerville, northern Nevada. But a lot of folks are making the trek. I'm making the trek. I'll be there. I'll be broadcasting live. Caller number three right now, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Would you like to go as my guest? I'd love to have you there. Caller number three right now. We're going to take a quick break. Caller number three. Caller number three. And a pair of tickets. Got to love that. Stick around. We got a lot to do. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us as we continue live and local now. Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's Meowijuana.com. Meowawana.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese, all for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Real Mexican food you like.
I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
It is live and local now all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. We just gave away a pair of tickets. I'm so excited. We'll have more tickets to give away as we go along. I get very, very excited, though, when we start giving away tickets to something like the Basque Fry. And this is one of those events, by the way. It's fun just to bring the whole family. I mean, they got face painting. They got all kinds of stuff for the kids. So that's coming up August 25th, Saturday, a week from tomorrow. We'll all be winging our way north to Gardnerville and the Corley Ranch. And I got to tell you, the folks at the Corley Ranch do such an amazing job of rolling out the red carpet, not just for the media, but for the candidates, for the speakers, and for the folks that buy tickets. I mean, you want to talk about user-friendly. These people are just incredible, absolutely incredible. One of the things I want to get back to is this notion of holding our breath, holding our nose, and casting a vote for somebody we may not agree with. For instance, you may not agree with Dean Heller on a lot of stuff, but I guarantee you, you agree with Dean Heller a hell of a lot more than you agree with Jackie Rosen. Same thing with Danny Tarkanian and Susie Lee. There may be things you disagree with Danny about. I don't think there are a lot. I think a lot of people love this guy. But I guarantee you, Danny Tarkanian, Mark Amadeus, they won't be voting for Nancy Pelosi for speaker, I guarantee you. I promise you that. But how do we convince... How do we convince our friends? There were folks in the crowd last night at the Sun City Conservative Club who were really struggling with the notion of voting, for instance, for Dean Heller. I just can't do that. I can't do that. It's really hard. Well, you got to do it, because the alternative is Senator Jackie Rosen. And to me, it is very similar to what we all faced in November of 2016. When people said, well, I'm not really sold on Trump. And then you say, well, and the alternative is Hillary? Would you like Hillary nominating the next two U.S. Supreme Court justices? Is that really what you want? I don't think so. I'm going to open up our phone lines at 844-2-NEVADA. And I was going to do this in our 11 o'clock hour. Rico Aller is not going to be able to join us today. But I want to at least get a kind of a... just kind of an idea of how we convince our friends that sometimes holding our nose and voting for candidates that maybe we only agree with 70% of the time is a far sight better than somebody we agree with 20% of the time. There are so few bills anymore that get passed by Congress on a bipartisan vote. It just doesn't happen. But how is it we should... I'm trying to find a good, convincing way of approaching these people. And a lot of these people are friends and family and coworkers, people that you share a cube with. And for the life of me, I'm not entirely sure how to convince them. Other than simply to say, you know, the idea of a Senator Jackie Rosen is unthinkable. I can't imagine waking up on the 7th of November and having to call Jackie Rosen senator-elect. I just don't know. That's how bad it is. That's how bad it is. How do we convince these people? I mean, the way I put it to Sun City Conservative Club, think of how euphoric you felt on the day after the election in November 2016. Everybody had been telling you, oh, it's Hillary. She was outspending. She outspent the Trump campaign. She spent, what, $1 billion in advertising? $1 billion. Trump spent half that. And you know how we felt? That euphoria? Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Bob in Henderson. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Hopefully you're having an awesome day.
And I am, by the way.
Well, that's fantastic. I agree with you 100%. Like, keep mentioning to people that we need to vote R. I mean, I used to be a independent, and I changed my category to Republican so I could vote primary. And again, primary is passed, but if you look at the last 8 years and look at the governor vetoing 41 bills, if they don't get the Republicans stronger here in our state, I mean, we're going to become a sanctioned city.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned that the other day.
Yeah. No, you're right. And the 41 bills that were vetoed by a rhino governor, Brian Sandoval. I mean, that's incredible. Imagine the harm that could have been done to our state with any of those 41 bills, including sanctuary state stuff and stuff that to you and me would be unthinkable. That's what we're looking at, you know, in the Laxalt-Sisolak race, in the Susie Lee-Danny Tarkanian race, Mark Amade. And let me ask you, just real quick, I'm running very short on time. The idea of voting for Dean Heller, I know you may have to hold your nose. Are you willing to do it?
I don't have a problem voting for Dean Heller. Again, my insurance just went up $200 a month, and the Democrats stick 100% with Obama. But the Republicans don't stick 100% with President Trump.
Yeah.
And voting for Heller is voting for Trump.
I'm with you. I'm glad you called, and I thank you. That is what we are facing, ladies and gentlemen. That is the dilemma that we face. Coming up, we know that the Clark County School District just voted in favor of transgender bathroom stuff. Policies that the parents clearly object to, but they're going off on their own. What is the alternative? Karen England will join us, the Nevada Family Alliance, and we'll find out what the next step is, if there is a next step. Is there a court of higher appeal? I don't know. We'll talk about it next, live and local, now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016. Or check them out at skclv.com.